Hey, Andrea.
Hey, oh, hold on 1 second, Kathy. I'll be right back. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. You picked up faster than I got. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine.
Great.
Okay.
Sorry about that. It looks like you're not available, but is this a good time?
Yeah, this is fine.
Okay. Thank you. I know you're actually at work, or I'm
Right.
really not sure what was
Yeah.
the right time to call, but you say anytime. So
Yeah, no, you're fine.
thank you. This will just be quick. I just wanted to let you
Okay.
know that we're actually still working on the property. We're still moving forward with it, but
Okay.
we're actually in constant communication with Keith.
Okay.
Just like reading back on the email, the last update that I got from him is, so I've actually asked Keith that we are a serious buyer and we're ready to close and probably provide an action plan. We asked if this is still like a viable option before we continue to tear down the house, but he said no. Again, it's under contractor for the demo. And then I asked them if, because that's the route that they really wanted to go, demolition. I asked them if there's any updates on the cost. And then he actually responded today. He said that he have no idea what the ultimate cost will be until we get the invoice from the contractor that they're going to use for the demo. But at this time, he just gave me an estimate of somewhere around 30,000 range. But still, there's an additional cost with that because they have to consider the ad cost and the landfill cost. So again, we're looking like on the 40,000 to, I don't know, max maybe 50,000 range through the cost of it. So that's actually just what we're really wanting to know, the actual cost, so we can move forward and so that we can consider that cost as well. So we're just hitting a wall with Keith right now. So yeah, that's the
Yeah, I'm
current
just kind of
situation that we have.
shocked. Yeah, I'm just kind of shocked that, 'cause I tried calling them and I haven't gotten a call back, and that's when I even went down there and nobody was at the office the day that I went down there and everything, because from my understanding they were willing to with an action plan and things, and it's not like you can't come out of a contract from what I understood, so I don't understand why
Right.
because I mean that's certainly been done to me.
Yes, ma'am. So we've
Yeah.
actually asked that. Like we told Keith that we're gonna let you know that there's no other option than the city to move forward other than the demolition. And then he said that, just to be clear on what we advised you, they said that they have based their decision to demolish the structure on the factors that he have like provided with us, like it's unsafe and those things. And also they said that the agreement is not like really solid enough to alter their decision and also their timeline for the demo. And yeah, I think that's what they have advised. It's not like the contract that we've sent is not sufficient. And also, like, really, the main thing is that the structure is, they said that it's not, I would say, I don't know the right word, but unsafe, coming from
Yeah,
Keith. So.
I think the part is, I mean, people have been inside and outside of that house, and things. I guess I don't know. I mean, I just I had a realtor, a realtor going in and out of there, and stuff. So I mean, that's what I don't understand, with that part of it, and even myself physically have been, from top to bottom inside of there, and things. But again, I don't know. I mean,
if it makes it simpler, you can't call them. You can't call them if you'd want. Because
yeah,
I think what we're just trying to wait right now is really the cost for the demo, because that's the only option that they gave us.
Because I was told that if we had, you know, whoever the buyer was, which I didn't think I should have been responsible for that part of it, because if I'm selling it, doing it like what I had told them, period, when we talked in April, you know, the agreement was that I would sell it to someone, you know, who would buy it and take the property and rehab it based on the information that is public knowledge, and the description of what we put up for sale, as well as what the city also had posted, you know, so it wasn't like, you know, I'm trying to pass something off, you know, on somebody, but those that would be, you know, equipped, you know, to, you know, such as what you all do and anyone that rehabs, you know, and stuff, because they got properties all through where I work at that they're, you know, rehabbing all the way down to the frame, you know, so I guess, you know, that's what I'm kind of a little bit shocked in and things, but I'll reach out to them again and see, because I went Friday and I was hoping to hear something, you know, at least by today, and everything, because Dana was the next person, a point of contact that I was supposed to call to after I spoke to Keith Ball.
Right. And I mean, I guess the purchase agreement is really not sufficient enough for them to, you know, stop the demolition. So that's why we're actually leaning towards that, you know, just to really help you as well. And since we're going forward with the demolition, as per you know, as per Keith, as per the city of Lynchburg, we are just trying to find out what will be really the actual cost of it. So that's
okay.
Where, you know, that's like what we are currently right now. So he still doesn't have the actual cost until I think the demo is completed or until they get the actual invoice for it. So yeah, that's what we're currently at, you know.
Okay. Yeah, because I haven't received any other notice and things. Did he say that a notice would come out or anything like that to you? Or
they don't have a date, really. He said he hates to be vague, but he just really don't know. It could be tomorrow, could be next week. A lot of hinges on the lab reports for them. They said that the contractor just demolished two for them. Last week, and the third should start, like, I don't know, in a couple of few. The first two were delayed due to unforeseen environmental cleanups that they run into. But he really doesn't know, you know, when will it happen. He couldn't give us an exact or definite date.
Okay. All right, well, I'll call them again and everything, but you're saying we're still good with, you know, I won't be left stuck. I guess that's what I'm looking at, too, with that. So you're saying as of right now, you all are still interested in going forward. Is that correct?
We're considering that. That's why we wanted to know, you know, how much will it cost for the demo. But again, I'm going to bring this up to the team because I'll have to let, of course, either Zach know that actually they know what's going on. I mean, just hearing this information from Keith, that I'm going to give them an update because Keith just gave us an update that they won't have the exact amount for the demo unless they get the exact or unless they get an invoice. So I'm going to bring that up, and then I'll just continue to update you. But, you know, that would be great if you can give them a call. I don't think it will change anything, though. But,
okay.
I mean, maybe they could, like, you know, give you something.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know that this is the information that they gave from us. They gave to us.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, no, I appreciate that and everything with that. You know, you calling me and updating me, I do appreciate that and everything, but I'm going to try to give them a call right now and see what I can get Right.
Anything,
because they closed.
We just
yeah,
really
closed
wanted to know how much will be
yeah.
the cost.
Yeah.
The cost
and,
for the demo.
Yeah,
so.
I was kind of hoping that they wouldn't do that because I just still see, you know, so much, you know, more, you know, to it and things. But I mean, literally, they have houses all around me stripped, you know, and things in this area where a lot of people are doing rehab, you know, and stuff. So, you know, of houses
yeah,
that are big of that capacity, too. You know.
I don't know if we can still stop that just because it's under the
yeah.
contractor for the demo already and
but I appreciate that and I'll try to call them and see what I can find out too, you know, and things, because I haven't received anything other than the fact that they said that I needed to secure it and do whatever by the third, in which I thought, you know, by having you all in place, that was what I understood it to be, you know, so
right.
With that, I'll just call them and see, you know, where it goes from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Andrea, for
okay.
For that. If there's anything else, if you have like any news on your
okay.
end as well, just let me know.
Okay.
But
oh yeah,
we're
no, I certainly will, because I really don't want to be stuck. You know, with that.
Right.
And
I think that's what
so.
We're really stuck with as well
yeah.
on our end.
Yeah. Because, you know, that wasn't the vision that they had painted, you know, and things. So, you know, I am going to call and stuff and see what can be, you know, done. In other words, now, do you think that I ought to get an attorney with that?
An attorney for... Like stopping,
you know,
the demo?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure with
have
that.
You,
you know, I really don't have any answer to that for you.
Yeah, because I was just wondering, have you all ever run up against this before or anything like that, you know?
I am not really sure.
Okay,
I really don't
okay.
have any answer for that.
Oh, okay.
But I can
yeah, which
research
I know.
On
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I was just... wondering, you know, running out if you all have dealt with this before and, you know, and things like that, because I have spoken to one, you know, and things and stuff, because, you know, again, you know, I shouldn't have had this since June. It should have been gone and things. And I think I was just really shocked, you know, that she goes in and she signs the paperwork and then, you know, that's it. You know,
right.
And I'm thinking, why bother to go in and sign paperwork, you know, and stuff. But she didn't just do it to me. She did it to her realtors and, you know, the people that Yeah. Huh?
Who are you talking about? Like, who is that?
The woman. She was a woman that actually does.
Oh, that one?
You
the one
do.
Who backed
yeah.
out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's the
right.
one that actually does exactly what you all, you know, do. As well and everything, and so with that, I don't know what happened with the fund, you know, with that part of it, because the email correspondence they sent where they were reaching out to her, you know, her for the payment, because she even
right.
had a contractor go there too. So that's why, you know, I think if that was the case, she wouldn't have you know, made the offer that she did, you know, and things. So, and stuff, but like I said, again, I appreciate your time and stuff, talking with me and touching base with me too.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
I'll definitely let you know, Andrea,
okay.
if I have more updates in like the following days. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I really appreciate as well your patience.
Oh yeah, no, I appreciate
making
I'm
this work.
Hoping to, you know, it'll turn out for the good, you know, and things. Whichever way it go, you know, that I won't have, you know, that responsibility and stuff. So I do appreciate that.
Absolutely, ma'am. Okay, well, I mean,
okay.
thank you very much for calling me
okay.
back today.
Okay.
I guess I'll be in touch in a couple of days, Andrea.
Oh, okay. All right, and thank you. Okay.
Absolutely. Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.